Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my Christian and Muslim audience. The deity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is very clear throughout the gospel. For example, Jesus demonstrated unlimited supernatural power and authority. I like to share with you one of the interesting stories which is recorded in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple Matthew. One day, Jesus was in a boat with his disciples. Suddenly, a violent storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. Jesus rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." You can read this interesting story in the Gospel according to Jesus' disciple Matthew, chapter 8, verses 23 to 27. Another interesting story, my friend, the Gospel is full of interesting, inspiring, wonderful stories. I love the stories that recorded in the Gospel, New Testament. Another one was recorded by Jesus' disciple Mark in chapter 5. Jesus met a man who had unclean spirit. He was demon-possessed. People bound him with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him. He was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with the stones. Jesus met him and ordered the unclean spirits to come out from him. I love it. With divine authority, Jesus commanded the unclean spirit, "Come out of this man, you impure spirit." The man was set free immediately, my friend. Then the people saw this man who had been possessed by demons and cutting himself with stones, sitting dressed and in his right mind. Now compare what I just shared with you with what happened in Muhammad's life. Because I studied Muhammad's life in law school and as a defense lawyer and throughout my life, I can't help it but share some of the information I studied. One of the most reliable records about Muhammad's life, Sahih al-Bukhari, I read that even Muhammad fell under the effect of evil spirits. Please allow me to share with you briefly what I read. Aisha, one of Muhammad's wives, reported an incident in which Muhammad was imagining that he did something when actually he had not. I don't want to talk about all the details. However, the hadith reference goes on to say that Muhammad learned from a dream the identity of the person who performed the evil magic, as well as the material used and its locations. Muslim scholars, when I read their comments, explained that because of the dream God gave to Muhammad, he was able to recognize that he was under the effect of evil magic. My friend, Jesus is the only one who can protect you and me from the attack of Satan and his evil spirits. Isn't that awesome news? Jesus came to rescue you and me from the hands of Satan. Our enemy, the devil, is a cruel master. His goal is to control people's lives and torture the people and waste their lives. The devil trembled before Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! Jesus Christ is the only person who can deliver you from Satan's influences and deliver me. Many people have a strong desire and they do involve in drugs, alcohol, and they do envy other people and they have hatred and they get involved with pornography. Jesus wants to clean your life from all impure spirit. And actually, Jesus wants to fill your life with God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit. When Jesus confronted the demons, they had to submit to his power and authority. Just as demons desire to possess people who are far from God, God promised to put his Spirit within you when you believe in Jesus Christ and repent. God wants you and me to be filled with his Spirit. My friend, sin, living far from God's presence in darkness, not being in fellowship with God, controlled by your physical desires. Satan uses the world and the desires of your flesh to make you his slave, to do his will. My friend, let us confess that we are guilty before God. Let us confess we failed to live a life pleasing to God. Let us be honest and humbly repent. Change the direction of our lives, not plan to sin today and tomorrow. Let us rely only on God's mercy, which is offered to us forgiveness. God is offering you now forgiveness and deliverance from the power and practice of sin. God sent Jesus Christ to save you and to save me. Listen to this promise given to us by God. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. You read this promise in 1 John chapter 1, New Testament. God will forgive you when you put your faith in Jesus and will purify you from all the filthiness so you can walk with him in the light. And God wants you to be free from the influence and presence and the control of sin and Satan over your life. Repeat this prayer with me if you mean it from your heart. Thank you, God, for loving me and sending Jesus to rescue me. Jesus, I believe in you that you paid the penalty for my sin. I believe in you, Jesus, that you died so I don't have to be punished for my sins, that you can cleanse me from the influence and from the filth of sin in my life. You can set me free from Satan's captivity and from the power of sin. Thank you, God, for loving me and not giving up on me, even though I lived my life far from you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, please contact me. Would love to congratulate you, rejoice with you, and send you some free materials. Rest of my audience, pray that God will fill us with his Spirit. We also need to repent. If we made any mistake, if we recognize that we fell short on living the life that God wants us to live, if we said the wrong word, or if we thought the wrong thoughts, or if we did the wrong thing, we repent. We repent to God for anything in our lives that is not according to your will. Fill us with your Spirit, God, and use us to manifest your love and help multitudes of people, including our precious Muslim friends, to enjoy your love and your salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please join me for more as we continue in a moment.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is 1, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and 2, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages He inspires Sammy to share to equip His Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which He guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
Welcome back, my Christian and Muslim audience. Jesus, fully human and fully divine. Some Muslims ask, how is it possible, Sammy, for the divine nature to be united with the human nature in the life of Jesus? You Christians don't make any sense. Well, part of my answer usually is, whatever the Almighty God decides to do, according to His infinite wisdom, He is able to accomplish. Who are you to question God's will and ability? It might be helpful, my friend, to think of the union between the soul and the body. In this analogy, the nature of the soul unites with the physical earthly nature of the body to form a union of one nature, which is the human nature, right? Of course you agree. This united nature does not include the body alone, nor the soul alone, but both together are combined without mixing, without alteration or transmutation, change. The soul and the body become one in essence and in nature, one person. You agree, I'm sure. This is the fact. Jesus had human nature and divine nature. The dual nature of Jesus, yes, it is unimaginable to our limited human mind. Yes, of course. But there are many other things we don't fully understand. This is not the only thing we don't understand. How is it possible for spirit and the flesh to be united in us? I have no idea. But it happens. This is the gospel, my friend. This is very important part of the gospel. Let me, for example, read to you the good news recorded in the New Testament, the gospel, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Apostle Paul, most important message, wrote, "For I deliver to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scripture, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day in accordance with the scripture." Why Apostle Paul said of first importance? Because it is through this message, which is the gospel, that God gives whoever believes in Jesus, in this message, eternal life with Him. Again, that Christ died for our sins. Christ was not a mere man. Christ is God the Son, who became a man, took additional nature, a human nature, came to us. God gave the human race, my friend, many evidences through his word that Jesus is God the Son, who became a man. For example, hundreds of years before Jesus was born, God inspired the prophet Isaiah to say, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." You read this prophecy in Isaiah 7, verse 14. And of course, Emmanuel is a Hebrew word which means God with us. The virgin will conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Another prophecy: "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Isaiah 9, verse 6. Now, it is very important for me to mention that these prophecies and others in the Old Testament was written hundreds of years before Jesus Christ was born. And they were translated to the Greek language almost 300 years before Christ was born. This translation is called the Septuagint, and it is acknowledged by non-Christian historians. This translation contains all the prophecies of the coming Messiah, the Savior of the world, that Jesus fulfilled when he came. The Septuagint, my friend, which is well documented in Jewish and secular history, shows consistent accuracy with today's Old Testament. In the Gospel, which is the New Testament, we read in the book according to Titus, I am quoting, "Waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ." Titus 2, verse 13. And we read in 2 Peter, chapter 1, "Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained a faith of equal standing with ours by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ." The message that Paul communicated to the Corinthians, the most important message: Christ died for our sins in according with the Scripture. The truth is, my friend, that all of us must admit we are sinners. We violated God's will and law. Our thoughts, words, and what we do fall short of living according to God's perfect standard. We fell short and sinned so many times, more times than we can count or remember. We all broke God's commandments so many times. Christ died for our sins. Death is God's punishment on our sins. The penalty is death. Jesus paid this penalty, my friend. This is the good news. Hallelujah. And he rose from the dead. As Paul mentioned in 1 Corinthians, Jesus' disciples would not have been able to shake the world without the fact that Jesus Christ rose from the dead and that he changed their lives and gave them eternal life. A dead Christ could never have been the basis of a living church that you see all over the world growing. Jesus is alive right now, my friend, and he is knocking on the door of your heart, ready to give you God's forgiveness. My friend, pray this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. God, thank you for Jesus. Jesus, I believe in you, that you are my Savior. You paid the penalty for all my sins when you died on the cross. I receive you in my heart. God, forgive me. I repent, God. I don't want to live far from you any longer. I don't want to violate your laws and disobey you. I want to obey you, God. I want to walk according to your will. Thank you for loving me, God, and sending Jesus to rescue me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. My friend, if you pray this prayer, contact me. Would love to congratulate you, rejoice with you, send you some free Christian materials. Rest of my audience, pray that God will fill us with His Spirit and God will equip us and enable us to share the message of His love and salvation, the good news of the gospel, Jesus, with millions of people, including Muslims. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Amen.
I have a coworker who I can consider somewhat of a friend, who's a Muslim. We talk here and there. I'm not as knowledgeable as I should be about the Bible. I would love to be more knowledgeable and try to help him because I'm concerned. But it's hard to answer some of his questions concerning the Old Testament and the New Testament. I had given him a Bible, so I don't know. You know, hopefully he still has that in his house.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. He's very, very versed in the Muslim religion, and he's written a book titled God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. And many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. So I would suggest that if you want to give your friend something that would really help him, because it takes the Muslim beliefs and it sort of takes the Bible and shows comparisons and so forth, I would highly recommend that you give him this book by Sammy Tanaho, on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God, with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.